Jerry Bader Show 923. Get this set up. We may have time for a call or two before the news, but we'll definitely take more calls after the news. Not all that often that there's a topic where I think a fair number of listeners will disagree with me. This may be one of those. By the way, I also have to call out, and I'm not the first to call him out, blogger James Widgerson did. I'll do this later in the show, hopefully. Former Milwaukee TV news anchor Mike Gushay, whom I respect, and I've been on Upfront with Mike Gushay twice, and I generally have respect for him. I've been critical of him. I was critical of him during the gubernatorial debate of 2012, the recall. I thought he was very unfair to Governor Walker. And he's being called out for something he did over the weekend. And again, while I respect Mike, I have to agree with the hit he's taking. And I'll try to get to that a little later in the show. Friday, we didn't get to this. Thursday, there was a news conference here in Green Bay. An animal rights group released a video what they purport to be animal abuse of a pig at a pig wrestle event at a fundraiser at a Catholic church in the Green Bay Diocese. And they want, they want everybody fired. They want the bishop gone. Pretty much everybody involved, the church should be shut down practically, and this is a big, big deal. They released a video, an undercover video, that was taken during the event at the church in the Fox Valley, church again in the Green Bay Diocese, that shows an event that happens all over the country. A pig is put in a ring with a bunch of mud, and people chase it. A big old pig. It's a pig wrestle. They purport that the pig defecated and urinated in the mud while the people were in there, and that's not safe for the people, but they say the video indicates that in the second round of being jumped upon, the pig is injured, comes up lame, or at least limping, which it does appear to. First, let me say this. I disagree with their call for the world to come to an end. That everybody, the bishop should be gone. However, I don't know that this is criminal animal abuse. But I'll tell you what I think about it in just a moment. However, these animal rights groups are challenging these events all over the country. There was a pig wrestling event at a county fair in the state of Utah. Utah County, Utah, to be exact. And animal rights groups challenged that one, saying, look, having a bunch of people get in the mud and chase a pig is, in his mind, animal cruelty.
And they do have feelings and they do have emotions. And so why put them through this kind of stress? Just for your own entertainment? Seems selfish to me.
County Fair was asked to cancel the event by an animal rights group, but decided to keep the crowd pleaser, which attracted about 2,000 people. The head of the pig wrestling event at the fair says pigs are rarely, if ever, hurt. Marsha Harris, the chair of the event, says it's not animal cruelty.
This is what they do for a living. They do 27 pig wrestling events, this company that we hire in, and they never have pigs hurt. It's usually only people.
Yeah, well, it's all right. Only the people get hurt. So it's okay. I watched the video from the one here in Wisconsin, although I had a pretty good idea of what was going to be on it. I disagree with these events. Here's the way I was raised. As many of you know, I have a farm background. I was raised on a farm in Marinette County, a very small farm. At any given time, we only had about 30 head of cattle and probably were milking about 20. And the one thing that I was taught very early, the animals are not for our entertainment. As very, very young children, he might pick out a tame cow and let us ride. But if you've ever been on the backbone of a cow, it's not a very comfortable ride, and you won't be up there very long. But other than that, we tried to harvest their milk as humanely as possible. And we weren't allowed to treat them as playthings. This might not be animal cruelty. Let's put it this way. This might not be criminal animal abuse, but I'm not so sure it isn't cruel. The pig is terrified for the entertainment of people chasing it around, and that pig did look like it was injured. Let me ask you this. Would you do this with a dog? Would you put a dog in a situation like that, a terrified dog who is muzzled, couldn't fight back, and have it be chased around by a bunch of people for entertainment? Jason, you wouldn't allow your dog to be used that way, would you? Either one of them? To be put in a situation like that and chased around? And wrestled down in mud? And be terrified, not know why the people were chasing it? Muzzled so it couldn't defend itself? I wouldn't. I don't agree with everything the animal rights activists are saying here, and I almost never agree with animal rights activists, but I think this is exploitation that is unnecessary, if not cruel and actually abusive. We'll take your calls. I have more to say about it, but we'll take your calls at 9:35-ish. It's 9:29.
The Jerry Bader Show is sponsored in part by American Metal Roofs of Northern